Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it is Friday, November 11th, 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And I tell you, so many times, Mondays and Fridays shape up to be our most powerful broadcast. And today is certainly going in that direction. It just came out yesterday. Well, it was actually published this morning. And we picked it up just a few hours later. Professor thinks bombs, not planes, toppled WTC. Stuart Johnson, Desert Morning News, took the particular photo of Professor Jones, and it's him standing there with a screen behind him showing the buildings blowing up. And this was written by Elaine Jarvik out of the Desert Morning News. The physics of 9/11, including how fast and symmetrically one of the World Trade Center buildings fell, prove official explanations of the collapse are wrong, says a Brigham Young University physics professor. In fact, it's likely that there were pre-positioned explosives in all three buildings at Ground Zero, says Stephen E. Jones. No relation to this Jones. In a paper posted online Tuesday and accepted for peer review publication next year, Jones adds his voice to those of previous skeptics, including the authors of the website WTC7.net, an incredibly well done site, whose research Jones quotes. Jones' article can be found at physics.byu.edu/research/energy-html7.html. And we've got it all posted on Infowars.com right now. And the professor is writing something special for us as well to post on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He'll be joining us in, exactly 13 minutes from now. Then coming up in the second hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the John M. Olin Fellow at the Institute for Public Political Economy and Research Fellow at the Independent Institute. He is a former associate editor of the Wall Street Journal, former contributor editor for National Review, and a former assistant secretary of the U.S. Treasury. He is co-author of The Tyranny of Good Intentions. And, of course, he'll talk about bombs in the buildings and government-sponsored terror and total martial law and the end of America and how Bush is basically left of Mao Zedong and Pol Pot. So that's coming up to cover a host of issues, like this article he wrote, the Syria scam, and several other reports here that he's put out. The police state is closer than you think. Those are some of the articles he's written just in the last few weeks. Paul Craig Roberts joins us, and then Bob Dacey, local talk show host, contributor to Infowars.com. He went as an official reporter for the New American Magazine up to a university north of here, and it was in the press conference. We're going to put a link up to that press conference, and brought up some questions to the chieftains, some of the chief floggers or whips that are out pushing the free trade area of the Americas. And the intel he got from the meeting they had and from the press conference is they are having major problems worldwide getting their global government through. And they're very frustrated and very, very angry. So in the third hour, Bob Dacey will join me in the studio. Yes, our virgin voyage in my new studio, first guest to be in studio. I've not had guests in my studio. It was a tiny cubbyhole, soundproofed room in my house. Now I'm in an official studio here in my offices. And so we're going to start having lots of guests in studio. Paul Watson and his brother Steve Watson will be in studio next week. And I hope to get George Humphreys and Tex Mars and other great luminaries on with us as well in studio. Big show today. Three powerhouse guests as we expose the terrorists that carried out 9/11 and defend this republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Be sure and check out the websites, Infowars.net, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com today. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here defending the Second Amendment, defending the borders, defending our sovereignty, exposing both political parties as being nothing more than mechanisms of the one-world government whose openly stated plan is your enslavement, the destruction of the middle class, a worldwide serf plantation. Again, the former Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Treasury, Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Roberts, will be joining us coming up in the second hour to talk about impending martial law and the total police state takeover of America and government complicity in terrorist attacks. And we do have a professor joining us in about 5 minutes, a physics professor, tenured, a senior, there at Brigham Young University, Stephen E. Jones, to talk about the deep analysis he's done of the findings that we have already, of course, published. But he's added to it of the impossibility of the towers being destroyed by those aircraft, especially Building 7, not hit by an aircraft. A few small fires magically implodes with the exact controlled demolitions signature, the precise signature, which takes months to set up at total precise control. I mean, it's the equivalent of saying that a penguin sprouted rockets and flew to the moon by itself. It's just... that's the ultimate ridiculous conspiracy theory, and the globalists have gone too far this time. It is demonstrably, verifiably a fraud what they've done. And we're going to expose it today. And then Bob Dacey, who was inside a big Free Trade Area of the Americas meeting, where they were saying that Texas is the key. Texas is the keystone. They've got to have it. And they're on the verge of failing. And the toll roads are a big part of the world government. And you'll find out why. In fact, I need to give it to my webmaster. It's here in the giant stack somewhere. Bob is in the press conference there up at Baylor, when, and he was there confronting them with real questions. And the head UN Free Trade of the Americas minion was there, and he turned into a bumbling fool. So I want to get that posted. We're down here in Austin, Texas, so the network up there in Minnesota can download that and play the clip where Bob confronts him coming up in the third hour. But Bob Dacey, again, will be in studio with us. Before our guest joins us here in about 5 minutes, before the professor comes on with us, I just want to comment on something. President Bush and Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General, should be arrested and arrested now. They should be indicted. They should be charged. They claim that you cannot indict a sitting president, but you can impeach him and then indict him. But you can certainly indict the Attorney General. You can certainly indict some of the other individuals in the White House. The Attorney General, openly, when he was Chief White House Counsel, said that they can torture people to death in the famous Gonzales memos. There were four of them. And that if they die under torture, if we didn't kill them on purpose, then it's not torture. And then we simply change the name to pressure. So because they semantically change the name, it's no longer torture. And I remember right after 9/11, going into 2002, they had the CIA section chief in the Washington Post saying torture is good, and we're torturing people in third-party countries, Egypt, Jordan, and even some Eastern Bloc nations. And then some of the lighter photos got released from Abu Ghraib of the dogs biting people and sewing people up without anesthesia and beating people and people who've been beaten to death. I say light photos. The Congress admits there's photos of children being raped and women being raped. We're talking about small children here. I know the neocons probably say, good, we got to get tough on terror. But I thought Joseph Mengele tortured children. So is Joseph Mengele good or is he bad? Were the North Vietnamese torturing our troops good or are they bad? Well, I'll say they're bad. I still have my moral compass. It hasn't been robbed from me. I couldn't believe in horror 3 years ago. I was debating people on air about this. I had guests on who were, yeah, Alex, you've sold out to Al-Qaeda. We need to torture. But now they're shamed, many of them. But some are still on the radio. I heard some guy on WOAI last night going, I like it. It's good. We need more of it. So what? We got to get rough. And that's because it's now come out that they have these torture camps all over the Eastern Bloc, from Uzbekistan to places like Prague. So they've got them all over Hungary and you name it, in these former torture chambers that the Soviets had. And they are doing unspeakable things there. Then the Senate comes out and says, we're passing a law saying that you got to follow the Army manual. You can't brutalize people. You can only torture them a little bit. And Bush says, oh, no, I'm going to veto that, while simultaneously saying he's against torture. Then, simultaneously, we have Dick Cheney coming out and saying, no, the CIA needs to continue to be able to torture people. So they're sending Grainer to jail. They're sending England to jail. They're sending all these people to prison for torturing. They've invoked the Patriot Act on one of the private contractors in Afghanistan who beat people to death under orders. That's admitted. And when he blew the whistle and said, look, I was ordered to do this, they said, that's it, Patriot Act. We're invoking the Patriot Act. You can't have a defense and you can't speak out and you can't talk to the media. And he's disappeared into one of the very camps he was helping run. So for those out there doing the torture, you better understand your Fuhrer won't protect you. This is unprecedented. It is not. I shouldn't even have to be on the air saying we shouldn't torture. But the point is, the stated policy of this government is torture, brutal torture. torturing people to death. That's in the Gonzales memos. And Bush has proven that's what he's for, because he says he'll veto any restrictions on torture. So, clearly, if you're going to put Grainer in prison and England in prison and a few other demons in prison, then we've got to move for impeachment and indictments. It's just that simple. And why others haven't called for it, I don't know. And you know, folks, I've been a Republican. I am a conservative. Just like Dr. Roberts coming on the next hour. He says the exact same things I'm saying. We are living in a nightmare. This could turn into Nazi Germany very quickly. They're not stopping. I've got family, folks, who is in special forces. They've been told they're going into Syria. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen, but they've been told they're going in. And now we hear they've broken diplomatic connections. They're talking about attacking them. They're calling up more reserves. They're rotating even more troops into Israel and into Iraq. This is scary. All right, I am honored to have our guest with us for the balance of the hour, the next 45 minutes. And here's the headline of the Desert Morning News. It's up on Infowars.com. We've also put up there his physics paper that he wrote up on this, his hypothesis. You know, he's going according to scientific fact. He's just saying, okay, well, the evidence, the science, the math shows this, that it had to be explosives, but I'm open to, you know, for debate. He's not even saying that's what happened. He's scientifically saying, prove your hypothesis that two planes did this. And I can only commend him for doing this. And he joins the German defense ministers and technology ministers. He joins members of the British Parliament, senior members of Blair's cabinet. He joins Paul Craig Roberts. He joins Mr. Reynolds from other major federal departments, chief economists. He joins squadrons of people and other professors who have come out and just said this was impossible. Of course, we have Larry Silverstein saying he blew it up, so I don't know what more that you need. I mean, there's an admission. But we are honored to be joined by Stephen E. Jones, I guess no relation to the Oklahoma City bombing lawyer and no relation to Alex Jones. But Stephen E. Jones, keeping up with the Joneses. Professor Jones, Dr. Jones, good to have you on with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you about these things.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I was pleased that the Deseret Morning News here, which is one of our major papers in Utah, was able to put this and willing to put it on the front page of their paper yesterday. And, of course, they did a decent job. So I was pleased to get that out in the media.
There's a snowball effect of prominent people, very respected and impeccable records, that are now just saying, look, the emperor is not wearing any clothes.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, and as you mentioned, and I appreciate your fairness in that, my paper, which is available, as you mentioned, I hope people will actually read it. That's their homework for today, as I like to tell my students. But in my paper, I present evidence for explosive demolition, particularly of Building 7, World Trade Center 7, but also the towers. And, I mean, Building 7 was not even hit by a jet. So this common knee-jerk reaction we hear, oh, it was the jet fuel and jets and so on, but there was no jet that hit Building 7, yet it came down symmetrically. So the evidence is strong, but at the same time, I'm presenting it as an hypothesis that needs to be investigated further.
Well, I agree with you, sir, and I have your research paper here in front of me. I'd like to go through it in the next 40 minutes or so after we go to this quick break. For laymen out there to understand just it's mathematical facts, steel doesn't melt at this point.
Right.
Other examples, hundreds of buildings that have burned for hours or days with 100-foot white flames shooting out, nothing collapses, but little bitty black fires, very low temperature, magically make a building implode with total precision. Just kind of chronicle all of this. And then I want to first off ask you, when we come back from break, why you're deciding to go public, when you began to question things, when you began to research, Professor. Let me give people the website. It's physics.byu.edu/research/energy/html7.html. The easiest thing to do, folks, is go to Infowars.com. We have links to the website itself, and we're mirroring his paper. We've posted it. We've grabbed it. We have a link to WTC7.net as well, just premier research. They focus specifically in on that. And also, we have a link to the Desert Morning News. Professor thinks bombs, not planes, topple WTC-7. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us. We're talking to Professor Dr. Steve E. Jones.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
It's becoming a common occurrence. Prominent members of academia, government, from the highest levels, the clergy, from all walks of life, all areas of the political spectrum, going forward and just saying, look, something's rotten in the state of Denmark. This just doesn't make sense. None of this does. And there's literally hundreds of points that one of them destroys the entire story. And I know what the professor, the doctor's doing. You know, he's not saying I have to prove what I'm saying. He's saying, hey, prove what you're saying. because it's impossible. Doctor, continue. Tell us, just in a nutshell, when you started to wake up, what the main questions were, when the light bulb really went off, how much research you did, and then let's go through your research paper.
Okay, sounds good, Alex. Well, it was actually last May, so I'm a kind of a Johnny come lately to this research, but I've really studied it vigorously for since then. But in May, I went to a talk by a woman who had a near-death experience, and my wife's very interested in this, and I have some interest in it, but it wasn't that. It was her comment. She said, just in passing, if you think that the World Trade Center buildings came down just due to planes and fire, you've got a lot of surprises ahead of you. And the audience just exploded in applause, and I'm sitting there, what is she talking about? So apparently quite a few people around here had studied this, and she hit a point that raised a great deal of interest, and certainly in me, I decided I better study this and find out what was going on.
So just out of the blue, you saw this facade fall down. You saw the matrix for a second.
I mean, yeah, okay, right. But I mean, to me, it was just the initiation of the research. Then I found Jim Hoffman's WTC7.net very quickly. Jim has done a great deal of solid research. Now, in my paper, I point out that there is some research that is not as solid, and you know, that tends to distract from the more firm scientific effort, unfortunately. But Jim's getting into his research and then following up on some points, conservation and momentum. I looked at the Building 7, the squibs coming off. I looked at the timing and the sequence of these squibs. And, of course, I'm in communication then with Jim Hoffman.
For laymen, tell us what squibs are.
Oh, sure. When a building is demolished, and I have read up on building demolition, it's a very interesting field. And it doesn't take a PhD to understand, you know, when you have an explosion, you get a puff or jet of gas and dust that comes off near the explosion. And often these jets of debris come flying out of the building.
And magically, we see venting on all three.
Venting is a good word. Or squibs is what they're called in the demolition field. These jets of debris that come shooting out.
It's kind of like about punch you in the nose, it's going to start bleeding.
Yeah, yeah. Or a tooth might fly out.
Exactly.
If you hit hard enough. So. And so these buildings, now in particular Building 7, the way the squibs appear is quite fascinating. And I've, of course, the next step for me after doing some analysis, some math, and looking at the free fall or the time of collapse, Building 7 falls just very rapidly. I mean, free fall from the roof is 6.0 seconds. I had students time it with me, and we got just about 6.3 seconds. So, I mean, this building is supported with 24 steel columns in the center and a lot of perimeter columns. I forget the number right off.
But you can clearly see the central columns get blown before the collapse, a second before, which is the classic crimp implosion.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the evidence is there for that, and so, you know, again, my point of view is this needs to be seriously investigated. You see the kink, as you mentioned, in the building in the near the center, implying that the core columns have been pulled or cut with some type of explosive. It doesn't take a rocket scientist.
And doctor, tell folks why they do that.
Well, you do that because you pull the center down and the outer walls lean in a bit. You can see this in the videos. And then the building collapses symmetrically straight down.
Yeah, that way you only blow up the buildings that are with a particular client with your black op operation. You don't hurt the goodies around it.
Well, that would be correct. I mean, if the intent is to just bring the one building down on its footprint, you have to plan carefully and plant the explosives carefully.
You said it, doctor. It takes months of total precision. These are textbook. These are A-plus controlled demolitions.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The sacral wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply line your back with the sacral wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the sacral wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your sacral wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and ask about the neck support for perfect spinal alignment, too. Yeah, getting older is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your sacral wedgie today. Specify if it's for a man or a woman, and call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and give yourself a wedgie.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We only have the good doctor, professor in physics, with us for another 30 minutes or so, but I hope we're getting back up in the near future for a full hour. And who knows, we might have time in the last 5 minutes to take a call or two, but we'll see. We're not taking calls right now on other subjects. We're talking about controlled demolitions, what really brought the towers down. But before I go any further, it's important for you to understand that I had come into possession of official U.S. government plans to carry out 9/11 style attacks before 9/11, and I had intel sources that bin Laden was going to take the fall and the blame in a larger operation that would probably target the World Trade Center. So I said on TV and radio that they would probably attack it in the next month or two, and indeed that did happen. And, you know, I don't make many predictions. That's my sources. And on day one, I came out and exposed the fact 7 had clearly been blown up, and that was a smoking gun, and that there were clearly explosives in the other towers as well. But 7 is a smoking gun. And I went to New York last year, and I went right up to the buildings, and I showed how buildings snug up against the towers. It had towers fall on them, burned for over a day, didn't collapse, nothing collapsed. But this building way down the street, I mean, it's like a block and a half away, hit by nothing. It had some of the dust field hit it and had a small fire on two floors. it magically collapses. So out of the three-hour miniseries that is Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, a full hour plus, an hour and 15 of the total film is on 9/11. And of that hour 15, where we cover A to Z, the whole gamut, public officials getting warned not to fly, NORAD standing down, Bin Laden being CIA, Al-Qaeda being flown out to safety in Afghanistan, this is all publicly admitted. Hundreds of points. Marvin Bush running security on the towers that day, his contract ending that day, what FBI agent Paul O'Neill, John O'Neill, had said. All of that. I mean, it's hundreds of points, rapid fire, but we spend about 20 minutes, and it's a mini-doc, with Silverstein saying they pulled it, the firefighter saying it, and now there's more firefighter tapes out. It's conclusive, folks. I mean, even Avery Griffin's now gone public and said, okay, it's conclusive, they did it. See, now there's no debating. And he was very circumscript about how he did it. So get Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. I mean, just for the section of the film on 9/11. You need this film. It is preeminent. The toll-free number to get it is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com. You can order Martial Law or any of my films off the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day, you get all 12 of my films. And now my 13th film, The Order of Death, it's now posted there. Not even available on DVD yet, but it's on the site. My weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Get a yearly subscription, get 3 months free, or it comes out to 2.9 months free, to be precise. 15 cents a day for the monthly subscriptions, even less for the yearly. PrisonPlanet.tv, get your membership today, and it also supports what we're doing. Going back to our guest, again, who I'm so honored to have on the line with us, from Brigham Young University, and that is, of course, Stephen E. Jones. Dr. Jones is a professor of physics. This is what he studies, for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction, and we are now seeing the chickens come home to roost on this fairy tale, because now the people that don't want to, people who said I was a kook 2 years ago, I mean, big reporters at ABC News and other people, who've attacked me, Washington Post, others. Before, I was crazy to say there were bombs in the buildings. But now, oh yeah, there probably were bombs. Al-Qaeda had planted them. Folks, it takes months of teams drilling and planting to do this. Okay, do you understand? But again, I'm going to shut up. Let's go back to the professor. Professor, you were talking about problems with the official story as you were awakening in the last year, as you were researching this, as you were studying this. Please continue, sir.
All right. I'd be glad to do that, Alex. Before I go on to problems in the official story, what you said triggered some thought in my mind about why I decided to come public. I mean, I mentioned why I decided to research it initially just last May. So compared to you, I'm really a Johnny-come-lately here. But I have pursued it vigorously for months now. Very interesting. And it's fascinating to find something new. And, you know, I look at conservation of momentum. I look at the symmetry of the fall, the time of the fall. I compare that with conservation of momentum. And conservation of angular momentum comes to play in building that is the South Tower. But where I decided finally to come public with this, a lot of that had to do with a man by the name of Kevin Ryan. And I'm sure you know Kevin or have heard of him.
He was major underwriter, yes.
Right, at Underwriters Laboratory manager. And he wrote a letter to Frank Gehl at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. And he said, look, we've built these models of the Trade Center towers. We've performed fire endurance tests, and the models do not collapse. I mean, and then he goes through some arguments regarding the temperature required to caused the warping and creep to get actual collapse. And he said, we're just not getting, you see, with the fires, whether it's jet fuel, which burns off fairly quickly, and then office materials, paper, furniture, and so on burning. Well, we're just not getting the temperatures to cause the models to collapse. And so he said it's very unlikely that the buildings, the World Trade Center buildings, collapse due to fire and damage. That combination is just not going to do it.
And by the way, we're talking about temperatures thousands of degrees lower in many cases. For those that don't know, people think of jet fuels. Ooh, jets, it must be really explosive. No, they actually, it's much weaker and burns a lot lower than gasoline. It's very close to kerosene.
Right, it is close to kerosene. That's right, Alec. And so, and of course, paper fires, you can imagine, a lot of us have been camping. We burn fires. You could use paper. It burns a little bit hotter than wood, but you don't see your steel pan melting or warping too badly, usually. And so, but the point of this is they build actual models as requested by NIST at Underwriters Laboratory, and they didn't collapse. And, Kevin then became a whistleblower as he wrote this letter. He said, it just doesn't add up. And let me quote from NIST, the final NIST report on this subject. But anyway, it's the courage of people like Kevin Ryan that I decided, you know, I've got to look at this too. It's a very serious scientific objection to the fire-based theory. But let me quote from the NIST report if I can, and this is in my paper. And it's on page 141 of the final NIST report on the collapse of the towers. And they say, NIST contracted with Underwriters Laboratories, Incorporated, to conduct tests to obtain information on the fire endurance of trusses like those in the WTC towers. All four test specimens sustained the maximum design load for approximately 2 hours without collapsing. And so they go on, these results establish that this type of assembly, they're talking about the assembly in the towers, was capable of sustaining a large gravity load without collapsing for a substantial period of time relative to the duration of fires in any given location on September 11th. So in other words, they're admitting that the models, just like Kevin Ryan said, the models do not collapse. And so
this isn't just our opinion. This is being scientifically tested by the major dominant international company that underwrites these $100 million structures. But let's expand on that. We have, again, hundreds of major fires in the last 75 years of modern steel buildings. The latest was the Madrid building, burned for almost 48 hours, with 100-foot white-hot flames. And that's white-hot, as hot as it gets, shooting out. And some tiny little inch-around metal, you know, up in the ceilings collapsed, but none of the big supports even got damaged. I mean, there were still desks and furniture that hadn't melted that had been in the center of the inferno. The thing looked like a giant Roman candle.
Right, exactly. And people were expecting the Madrid building to collapse because the towers had collapsed.
CNN was going, it'll collapse just like it did. That's just how it is.
But it didn't, you know. And as you say, no building has collapsed due to fire. I mean, I have to say the repeatability is the issue in scientific terms. You can't get a model to fail. Actual buildings that have fires, worse than the towers, certainly, or Building 7, much worse, and they don't collapse. So how are we supposed to believe the fire collapse theory? And now there's damage, too. That's true. But not to building... Building 7 had a little damage, but no jet plane hit it. So this raises the issue. There must be some other hypothesis here that needs to be explored. And why?
And then, doctor, they've had four others, and then FEMA has to go back when those get examined and say, okay, that wasn't it. First, they claim a fuel oil container blew up. Then it turns out it didn't. That didn't cause it. Then they claimed a bunch of other things. Now they said that one of the towers fell into it and knocked out the central support. Everybody knows it just had some debris hit it and knocked out a few windows. That's totally false. And they just keep throwing out frauds that they even have to admit are frauds later.
Yes, well, as you read in the NIST and FEMA reports, which I've read through, it makes interesting reading, actually, because, like the part I just quoted, saying,
it's like they have split personalities.
Yeah, the models don't fail, but we'll try computer hypotheticals is what they resorted to in the NIST report. Now, FEMA had the decency to say, look, this hypothesis, they call it the best hypothesis, it's the only one they looked at, really, which is fire caused collapse of Building 7, has only a low probability of occurrence. I quote that in my paper also. This FEMA. So to their credit, they admit, we don't understand, and they say, we don't understand. But what they should do as good scientists is say, now, what other hypothesis might apply? We see squibs. We see a fast, symmetrical collapse of this building. It looks a little bit like controlled demolition. Maybe we should consider, but they don't.
That's exactly what I was about to bring up, Doctor, is that what is it in science when all the evidence over and over again in scientific testing shows and in real life over and over again replicated with the exact same response, but then they ignore all of that historical evidence. Ooh, that's a perfect controlled demolition. I mean, there were controlled demolition experts and engineers that first day all over TV right. going, that looks like they blew it up. Why, that's a beautiful, man, I've blown buildings like that. Well, that's a crimp. Then all the real experts, until they got told to shut up, were like, that's ridiculous. But why do they ignore that then, Doctor?
You see, this is what we call in science, and I've studied a number of examples, it's what we call pathological science. It is putting on blinders so that you only look at, you start with a conclusion, and then you look at data that supports your conclusion. And the conclusion in this case is the buildings came down due to damage and fire. We're not going to even consider anything else. And those... That's pathological science to ignore all these other data. And, of course, to be below that foregone conclusion...
Well, it shows an agenda.
It does. It does. And the foregone conclusion, as I mentioned in my paper, is that they seem to be pushing for the Muslims did it, and we don't want to consider any possibility of any other explanation. Which is, it's unscientific. That's what I'm trying to say. And we need to broaden the scientific investigation to include the obvious hypothesis of explosive demolition.
Now, obviously, they're ignoring the mountain of science and evidence and eyewitnesses just with seven. But we have now scores of firefighters on record going, it was bombs, they were detonating, did you see the bombs?
Right.
More and more recordings of this, all of this happening. And then at the same time, we have reports like the 9/11 Commission put out where they just say, oh, this was a weird building, very weak. It had no supports in its center. But then I actually went down to the UT Architecture Department because they studied the building there and pulled it out. And it was talking about this is the biggest supports ever built, huge, you know, 24 giant support columns. But then I turned on Why the Towers Fell on Discovery Channel, and it was hollow. It was a lattice. It was pathetically weak. But then the designer of it.
That's just not true. That's
Namuro right. Yamasaki says you could take multiple hits. The main engineer on it, who died in the towers that day, says it could take multiple hits. It's some of the strongest buildings ever built, Doctor. But then they just magically say it doesn't have these giant columns. I mean, that's not just science. That's like saying the sun didn't come up this morning.
Yeah, that's true. And unfortunately, they're getting away with it so far. But see, in science, when you come up with, now they've finally came up with their final report just a month ago. Let's see, over a month ago now. This is the final report on the towers by NIST. And it has glaring weaknesses that I outline and analyze in my paper. But, NIST has delayed, they say decoupled, the report on Building 7, and now it's overdue. So, obviously, they're struggling to come up with an explanation it's called trying to fit the hypothesis. That's a characteristic of bad science, by the way. But anyway, obviously they're struggling to fit the hypothesis that fire caused the collapse of Building 7. It just does not add up.
So, Doctor, where does it go from here? I mean, more and more prominent individuals. I mean, I remember within a week they had one of the chief scientists at the big mining college in New Mexico with several degrees, doctorates, and he went public and said only explosives could do this. I've done the mass explosives ratio. He's an explosives doctor, you know, expert on that, explosives engineer, excuse me. And they just said, look, we're going to take your funding if you don't shut up. And he suddenly said, okay, I'm wrong. I'll shut up. Have you talked to him?
Romero, no, I haven't actually talked to him. I've talked to others, you know, Jack Wayland, professor up in Idaho, and Jeff Strahl, who's out at University of California, Berkeley, Jim Hoffman, of course. David Griffin has done some excellent work, as you know, and books on these subjects. But I haven't talked to Romero. I was disappointed in his retraction without an explanation. Now, usually when a scientist retracts a statement, which is, as you say, a very strong statement, it looks just like demolition, the characteristics match demolition, and so on. This is on 9/11. But then for him to retract a few days later without an explanation, that makes me think, well, that's not very scientific.
Well, that's right. That's right. When the physicist Stephen Hawking came out and said, okay, I was wrong about my black hole hypothesis, you know, he then gave the equations and then said why.
Here's why. Sure, that's the scientific way.
All right. Well, doctor, please stay with us for one more little final segment. We've been so honored to have you. Any other key points you want to make on the other side, we'll be able to do that. We'll be right back, my friends, with Dr. Jones.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It is vital to your future, to your children's future. You think about them. We've got a criminal elite that openly had plans to carry out attacks on buildings, to hijack jets by remote control, to crash them, to blame it on the Soviets. It's called Operation Northwoods, and we see the exact same type of plan being carried out. You know, you've heard them, the admirals. I've had the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore, on this program. I've had countless others, people who took the phone calls from LBJ in 1967 when he said, I want that GD ship going to the bottom. Been under attack for over 2 hours by torpedo boats, fighter bombers, being strafed, killed. The most highly decorated ship in U.S. history. And in between LBJ and the Israelis, they decided to attack the ship, try to sink it, kill everyone on board. They had helicopters there to kill anybody in lifeboats. And the admirals were sending in fighter jets to save the ship, and they wouldn't follow McNamara's orders. The admirals said, no, we're going to save the ship. And the president got on, and he said, this is the president. You listen to me, Admiral. That ship's going to the GD bottom. They lied about Gulf of Tonkin. 58,000 died. Don't you think for a minute the people running this country won't pull stuff like this. None of us are safe. Do you understand? Until we stand up and say no. Now, our guest is going to stay 5 minutes in the next hour with us, and we'll get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on with us. And we're going to take a few calls. Before we talk to Lou in California and a few others that want to talk to you, Doctor, here briefly, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, let's see. There is an issue that I've looked at that's puzzling, and you've been to Ground Zero. And that is this molten metal that's reported. It's in publications. This molten metal was found in the basements of both towers after they collapsed and Building 7. Now, to me, that's a prime piece of scientific information. It is not mentioned in any of the government-funded reports.
What was it, 4 or 5 weeks later? I mean, these are NASA photos, heat resonance, and it is there. And even conventional explosives wouldn't do that. This is bizarre.
Right. It is strange. And, I mean, why the government reports would just neglect to mention that.
Well, the government reports, doctors say that giant columns don't exist.
Yeah, well, FEMA. So, or at least they tended to use that as explanation. I think, though, that this molten metal, now I'm not convinced it was molten steel until it's analyzed, you see. And so in my paper, I call for, as a scientific courtesy, when a government agency, which is taxpayer money, does a report, they should make then the data available to another scientist that I want to look at this.
But they didn't allow any photography, and they GPSed each piece of metal, and they guarded it like it was a big, dirty secret.
Yeah. And of course, the steel beams, most of them, except for 236, I think, hundreds of thousands of tons of steel are carted off to Asia for recycling. That's just it's a crime in itself.
Yeah, communist China can have it, basically have it, but we're not allowed to even look at it.
Yeah, it's very strange. And, of course, over the protests of courageous people like Bill Manning of Fire Engineering Journal and others protesting the destruction of that evidence.
That's right, and they said that the way that building collapsed didn't make sense, but these are just firefighter engineers. Let's not listen to them.
Yeah, of course, they have a lot of experience with the. Now, so anyway, back to this molten metal. I'm hoping that they saved a small sample, somebody, FEMA or NIST or somebody, is that we can analyze, because I think that this will be what we call a crucial experiment. If it's iron, what I'm predicting is it'll be iron as opposed to steel. And that would imply the thermite reaction, which produces molten iron as the end product.
That is the separation in the molecules and the steel.
Well, no, it's actually not.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, Doctor. We've got a break, but clock waits for no man. We'll come right back and let you finish. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.